Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala de do mein. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Salim.
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I don't know where I am. There I am. All right. Man, oh man. Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. So, that's not the text for today. Let me find the text for today. Let me put up the text for today. Tell you what's going on. What we're gonna try and accomplish today. Maybe, just maybe, possibly. Let me grab that. All right, there we go. And now we'll go back over here and we'll do this. And bear with me, folks. So I really do have a lot to cover with you today. We're going to talk about possibly getting some justice in Arizona. We'll see. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. We're going to get an update on what's happening. There's some movement on the whole Section 230 issue. And Jason Fike will be with me bottom of this hour to talk about that. The battle for America's soul and the CCP controlling the U.S. and the Biden crime family. My friend Daniel Greenfield's got some great stuff up at Front Page Mag that you might want to check out. We'll get into a little bit of that. And there's a great article, Act for America, in fact, our mutual friend, Michelle.
Our buddies, Christine and Brigitte.
They've got a great article up, talking about the CCP and specifically about, Christopher Wray and the fact that the CCP has police units in New York City harassing and arresting Chinese dissidents. And that's not the only city, by the way. That issue exists in a number of major cities across America. And all Christopher Wray can say is, you know, they really should be coordinating with us. What?
He's unbelievable.
We're being invaded by a foreign entity that is coming into this country and arresting and capturing American citizens and guests of the United States of America, people who have put their confidence in being able to be here freely in our country, enjoying our freedoms and our laws. And the CCP is over here rounding up people who say anything over here that they don't like over here about over there. And Christopher Wray, I mean, the United States government's primary mandate by constitution is to defend our borders against invasion.
You know, that went out the door on the 21st of January 2021.
That's their number one. No, it went out the door on January 21st, 2008.
Oh, Obama.
When Obama took over.
Obama. Yeah,
that was when, and in reality, it actually happened, in January of 1988 when H.W. Bush became the president.
Yeah. He's horrible.
Okay. Of the United States. And it was going on back in from 1976 to 1980 under Jimmy Carter. All right. I mean, you can just go back and 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 go back. This has been going on for a very long time. It really actually started with Lyndon Baines Johnson.
He was evil too. I had no idea.
And changing the immigration laws, in the 1960s. Which really is what has led to all of these issues, because they did away with the immigration cards and the immigration movement. And that was all because of Chavez. And that was a makeup thing. That was all the Democratic Party and unions. So yeah, there's a lot of history that you could, that we could unpack there, but I don't want to veer too far off course with what we need to talk about relative to Arizona. So you sent me last night, something, and I know you said that you broke this on, I assume Frank's speech last night.
Lindell's show.
Okay. So you were on with Mike Lindell last night?
Well, he was supposed to be on because I talked to him the night before, and he's, I don't know what he's doing, but he's, something's up, right? Because he's flying all these places. So, okay. Brandon House was hosting and filling in for him as
usual. All right. So you were on with Brandon?
Yeah, with Brandon.
Got it. Okay. So, you sent me,
I want to pull it up.
Yeah. A continuance. And so there's going to be a rehearing this Friday, December 2nd at 11:30 a.m., I looked up Josh Barnett. Looks like Josh Barnett was a candidate in the primary, a Republican candidate in the primary. He didn't win the primary, right? So he wasn't in the general election. Is that correct?
Wait, say that again.
Josh Barnett was a candidate in the primary.
Correct.
He did not win the primary, so he wasn't in the general election. Well,
he did not win the results.
Okay. Which all of this, I mean, this is, you know, kind of the meat of this. The meat of this is that the squirrely business was going on in the primary, which is when they tried to take out Kari Lake. Mm-hmm. And when Blake Masters did take out.
He didn't win. Yeah.
No, he didn't win the primary.
No.
And then my friend Jeff Zink had the same, result. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, Jeff is in the midst of they are contesting the results of his congressional race as well. Based on the same stuff. Yeah. So,
same pile of poop.
Yeah. So talk to me about this Josh Barnett, filing. Now he's filed against Hobbs
and the Board of Supervisors for Mayor Corruption County.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And I would just continue to encourage you, folks to call the sheriff there in Mayor Corruption County. I'm a realist. I get it. It's likely not going to do any good, potentially.
But you still have to do it. You can't throw your hands up in the air.
But you still,
like, exactly. we're done.
But you still need to make the phone call to the sheriff's office and just simply say, there have been criminal activities that have taken mm-hmm. place. The 15th Amendment has been violated, and as a officer sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, we are asking you to fulfill your oath.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Do your job. Don't
be abusive. Don't use bad language. Don't make, threatening whatever's, we're not promoting any kind of violent behavior.
No.
We're saying there is a legal path. There is a path that you have to take. You are responsible to your oath and fulfill your oath before God, fulfill your oath.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, the danger in not fulfilling that oath is hellfire. That's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
The danger is hellfire. And we don't want to, nor does God want to see anyone go to hell, but they're going to choose hell if they choose sin and disobedience and lawlessness. It's just the way it is. And the nature of man is sin. And that's why he needs Christ to change that nature. And that's our prayer. So what's going on with this Josh Barnett suit? What exactly is it that they are putting an injunction?
I read through it last night. So let's just give the good news. The good news is, they were granted a hearing.
Okay? Right.
So they filed a TRO and also a civil complaint, to dispute.
A TRO, by the way, is a temporary restraining order. Go ahead.
Correct. I should have said that. I abbreviated like a mad woman.
That's all right. You're good.
So they actually, the TRO wasn't granted because you have to give notice. And this is just all like legal technical stuff, right? Because it's all based on protocol and procedures for the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get granted a hearing for this Friday, which is at 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And I'm finding out today from somebody who knows the court system if the hearing is public. And if it is, I will get you that link so you could share it with your audience so they could watch.
Okay.
So we're getting that today to find out. So basically, the actual complaint is 17 pages. And I'm going to include it in the Substack that I'm going to do today, which is savemyfreedom.us.
Yes.
I think you have it down there, right?
Yep, savemyfreedom.us, correct.
And that includes the one-click campaign. We're at, as last night, before I went to sleep, I didn't check this morning, we're at 836,000 people have completed that. So that's 836,000 emails and petitions that were sent out to all of these lawless elected and selected elitists here in Arizona,
right,
which the sheriffs are one of them. So I want people to still do that because as these court cases are now being brought up, they could use that as part of the case to show that this, because it's, we don't show up in person. We've established that. That's just, we're never going to be Brazil. Okay. So we have to do things digitally because that's what people do because we can't be inconvenienced. Right. I get it.
We got to take our, I know. All right. SaveMyFreedom.us, Michelle Swinnick back right after this.
Yeah. Go buy something.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. We're, you know, I want you to go through these pages.
Yeah.
And then, we're going to have Jason will be on for a half hour. We're going to talk with him about,
section
230, Jason Fike.
He's excellent.
And then maybe what I'll do, Michelle, is have you come back on and tell me and tell our audience what you were just telling me about the homeless folks.
And the construction,
because I want folks to understand that we're in a battle for the soul of our country. We really are in a battle for the soul of our country. And I am going to talk a little bit about the article, that has been written by Act for America, which is a really great article. And I hit on this. I talked about this 2 weeks ago. About the CCP and about their police state that they're operating within the United States. And now we have the director of the FBI, but I don't want to take up time doing this because we got to try to cover as much as we can of these 17 pages. So Michelle, go. You've got about 5.5 minutes.
All right. Well, real quick though, just because of what you said, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, did an excellent podcast 2 days ago on the 29th and then one yesterday. I was listening to before I jumped on the show. Listen to those because one of them's about Arizona. The other one is about what he's talking about now with the CCP and being here. So and then you need to hear that because that's fact. That's truth. Okay. So back to the.
Well, you're going to hear it here. So you won't need to hear it over there, but you can hear it both places. It doesn't matter.
It's just his interpretation of Arizona and it matters because I'm here. So what he's saying, and I want you to just.
Well, and that's why I'm going to have you come back on in another half hour. Go.
Oh, great. Sorry. So the 17 pages. Okay. This is excellent. This is what we've been talking about for 2 or 3 weeks and then some. So I encourage you to read this because you'll understand, what transpired in the election. And there's much, much more, but it really gives an overview and he hits all these points. So it goes anywhere from, chaos. See, the thing is that Leo, okay. Well, let me back up. So Leo, Denifrio is the attorney from New Jersey who wrote this, okay? Because Josh is, because you need a body, right? You always have a body, and then you have the attorney that writes it. So this is, Leo's the attorney. Leo's the attorney that I've been talking to you about, who
right.
I was introduced a couple weeks ago, that we spent about 25 hours going through things, and as we started going through procedures, or he was asking me questions, I'm like, oh, wait, that didn't happen, or that okay. did happen.
Right.
So that's a lot of that's in here. A lot of that's in there. So
chaos. Yeah. You mentioned chaos.
Chaos. Yeah. So the board of supervisors, the head guy, the chairman,
Bill Gates.
He on the air on in the media on one of the interviews, he had said that the election was chaos. Now you have to understand when you're fighting against the elections, there's a whole different way of approach. You just can't say. Not following procedures is one thing, but you have to show disenfranchisement for the voters. You also have to show like chaos is part of it because it has to be. It's really bizarre on the things that you have to, the angles you have to go for this. I think it's written that way so you don't undo things because, you know, again, it's all about control, right? That's what they love about this.
Okay.
So it mentions that because that has a big component in this. And then it goes through, and I'm reading through it right now. It lays out the letter that the attorney general wrote. It gives specific points about that. And then what the response was, which was pathetic. This response from the, board of supervisors and their attorney.
And I heard that. Can you summarize what that response was, basically?
I didn't read it.
Okay.
I've just read it, what was in here. So I will today. I just haven't had a chance. But it was like not really factual stuff, or it was like, it was half arsed. Okay. It was really, it was bad. But here's the thing that Leo and I, or Leo brought up, and that it's also in here.
Okay.
Which also makes sense. It's the, I thought I brought it with me. I'll just try to go from memory. Inactives. Okay, so what happened up until, my numbers are going to be a little off because I grabbed the wrong piece of paper.
All right, 1 minute.
The inactive. So basically, on average, there was about inactive people up from 2018 to 2022. Inactive voters was about 275, 300. Okay. All of a sudden, from April to the election, it jumped up to 503,000 inactive voters, which is statistically and mathematically impossible. So they use the math, because people are like, how do they, you know, where are these extra numbers coming from? Because it changed the participation rate, but then it also then made voters not being able to vote at the polls, which caused more of the confusion, which took people away, because normally they're adding people. This time they took people away. There was an article in American Thinker yesterday. And it talks about this, but Leo goes into more detail on the Frank speech deal that I'll put in that Substack link. But that is a key component to all of this on how they did what they did. And we know people already that were actually voted for 30 years, never moved out, had been at the same address. They went to the polls and they were told that they're not showing up. They were inactive. And there's a big category of inactive. We never got trained on it. It's not even mentioned in the manual. The inactive people, but there's 503,000 people now that are on the inactive, which means they're able to vote. They just didn't necessarily respond, or they were removed. The county recorder removed them from the rolls and put them in the inactive.
And there's a large
process that goes along with it.
And a large number of those. And a large number of those were actually Republicans. Right. They were conservative voters. All right. We're going to run out of time in this segment. I'm going to bring you back on, next hour, top of the hour. I'll bring you back on 30 minutes, right after.
I got to do Emerald at 7:15.
Okay. Well,
it's only like a 10 minute hit. It's not even.
All right. I got to jump. We're going to take a break. I'll be back. Jason Fike joins me right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country, who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbal. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Gen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I'm very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is working with Ryan Hartwig. You have watched our program. You know, Ryan is one of our whistleblowers on big tech that has been on here and been talking for the last couple of years about what big tech is doing to us. And we've talked a lot with our constitutional attorney, David Justokas, about this Section 230 issue. And I welcome Jason Fick to the program to share with us some things that are happening and some updates and I guess really some good news, perhaps, about this. Jason, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Young.
Give me some idea. Well, let's really briefly share with people the significance of Section 230. Just a quick synopsis for those that might be going, well, what is that again?
Okay. So what Section 230 is it was a law written in 1996, and the idea behind it was that, there was a situation, it was a case called Stratton, Oakmont, right? And in that circumstance, they had taken some content off of their site, and they missed some, right? There was some that was left behind. But when they acted as a publisher, they became responsible for all of the content on their site that they missed. And the court and Congress and everybody else like that realized, wait a second, we want to allow them to be able to remove bad content while at the same time not holding them accountable for everything that they missed, right? And that makes sense. They, you know, you don't want them to be responsible for what someone else does. That makes all the sense in the world.
Sure.
But the problem is that when you give any company or anybody that is biased the ability to remove content under liability protection, which is what Section 230 is, a lot of people conflate it with constitutional rights, and it's not. It's a statutory privilege. It's a liability protection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is that when you can take down content, the thing is, why are you taking it down? Now, it could be unlawful. Like, for example, if you take down somebody's content because they are black, female, handicapped, or religious, for example, well, we know that that's actually discriminatory classes. It's illegal. And if they were to do something like that, they would be held accountable. Except Section 230 bypasses that and says, well, it doesn't matter if they act unlawfully, they can do whatever they want. Well, that's at least what the courts have pretty much done since day one. But that's not really how it works. And nobody has, you know, everybody says, well, this is all settled law because there's 26 years of precedent.
Okay.
That's what it's settled. It hasn't ever actually been interpreted by the Supreme Court. So you can't claim it's settled until it hits the highest court in the land, right?
Sure.
Makes sense. So this law that's protecting these big tech companies, the question is, and I'm actually going to simplify this for everybody. The question is it the law that's the problem, Or is it the application of the law that's a problem? See, a lot of people think, oh, well, we need to change Section 230. I mean, you see that in Congress. They're saying that, I mean, there's got to be, what, 30 plus different, you know, legislative pieces. Of course,
right.
I've written one that would do it. But the thing is that mine is not written to replace or do anything to change Section 230. It's to fix what exists, because the application is what's really the problem. And this is where we have finally had some real breakthroughs here.
And to kind of put this down in maybe some layman terms, so essentially Section 230 is what Facebook and Twitter hide behind when they censor me.
Correct.
When they decide that they are not going to allow my worldview, my perspective, my ideology into their platform and censor it, they hide behind Section 230 and say Section 230 gives us the right to censor you on our platform as a quasi publisher.
Exactly. Except one word you said in there is exactly what starts to confuse this. You said it's their right to censor you. No, the First Amendment is their right. The statutory privilege to do so is Section 230. Very big difference, because they can take down content on their own site. There's nothing that would stop them from doing that. Now, I will say that another case actually has determined that removing content after it's been published is not actually a First Amendment protected right. That was in that case regarding HB 20 in Texas, right? The Fifth Circuit determined that's just suppression. There's no expression of speech there. It's only suppression.
And First Amendment right, meaning that they have that the site represents their free speech, and as such, by some form of osmosis, your free speech on their site is under the control of their free speech rights.
Correct. And that's what the Fifth Circuit is saying.
Folks, listen to what I just said, because it's kind of mind bending if you think about it, right? I mean, it's puppeting is what it boils down to. You are, if you are on a social media site, be it TikTok or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and name one out there, you are a puppet of that site, and you will mimic what they want shared on their site and the messaging they want on their site, or you will not be allowed to be on their site. You're really not expressing you. You are. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I write stuff and put it up there all the time, but they have the right to say, nah, or as I pointed out in a post I recently put up, Jason, to shadow ban. In other words, to limit the number of eyes that are going to see what you wrote.
And that's what I'm saying here is that's not their expression. That's not their First Amendment right. That's suppression. There's no expression in that. That's removing something of somebody else's expression. That's very different. And in fact, we'll touch on exactly what this is. Like, so what this boils down to is this. And I'll ask you some very, very basic questions. Does the United States government have the authority to suppress your speech?
No.
No.
Unless I'm screaming like fire in the church or something. I mean, there are some limitations.
Let me dispel that one for you too. You can yell fire in a church. If there is a fire, or if you believe that there is a fire.
Sure.
So to say that in the general sense is actually incorrect.
Gotcha.
The thing about it is that it all comes down to intent. Intent is key here, right? And a lot of things. And now it's not speech, but there are unlawful things that have been considered like child pornography. That's a real simple one because not everybody these days, unfortunately, but most everyone recognizes that that is unlawful, right? Mm-hmm. But in the general sense, the United States government cannot infringe upon your free speech rights. They can't suppress you, and it's not that they're granting you that power. That was granted by God, right?
Right.
It was insured. It's more like a insurance policy is what the Constitution represents. It says, no, you already had it, right?
Right.
James Madison actually once argued, and this would be a key point. He once argued that do you know what the most important word in the right to free speech is? He said it was the word the, because the denotes that it pre-existed any potential abridgment, meaning you already had it. It was not given to you by government. It was given to you by God. Okay?
Right.
So this is a key part here. So if the government can't suppress speech, it can't exercise that power itself. Can it grant that power to any other commission? And can it have the SEC or the FCC or even the Postal Service? Can it grant the power to suppress your speech to any one of them?
No.
The SEC can't, you know, the FCC can't restrict your speech, can it? Unless it's considered otherwise unlawful in what are considered specific categories like child pornography. Otherwise, no. Correct?
Right.
Okay. The fact that they're private, they're privately owned corporations, everybody goes, well, they have a right to do it. They do have a right to do it. And I'm about to show you where this all fails. They have the right to do it, but they do not get the statutory privilege of liability protection because that is conveying agency power. They are giving them the same power as the FCC or the SEC, and it's not a power that they themselves can exercise. Meaning, the sites have the right to take it down. The government doesn't have the authority to protect that action. Go ahead, take myself down, but I'm going to sue you. The government can't stand in my way, and that's what we're challenging right now.
And that's what Section 230 does. Section 230 is the government as a wraparound these social medias and standing like a fortress, protecting them from us in basically standing on our right to free speech. And what they have done is, in taking away, and we talked about this, well, we're going to take a break, but, when we come back, we'll talk some more about this. But what they've done, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we say that the soul of America, we're in a battle for the soul of our country, and we have already lost our freedoms and our liberties. And the reason that we suggest that is because essentially, they have narrowed your Bill of Rights down to the point that the only people you have any rights with is this pseudo-government that actually is you. But they've taken that away from you as well. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I know we oftentimes play, I believe, during this period, but this is such important information that we're going to take those couple of minutes and we're going to hold them right here so that Jason Fick has an opportunity to share with us this very valuable information. We got about 10 minutes, Jason, to get as much of this in as we can, and we will absolutely bring you back because I'm relentless that way as well. Social Media Freedom Foundation. Social Media Freedom Foundation. Is it a .com or .org?
It's a .org.
Okay.
Socialmediafreedom.org.
Okay.
You can get a lot more of this information. And, you know, if you want to support us, you know, we are fighting for you and we're making some good headway. We have some good news coming here.
All right. So, we've kind of built out the idea now of what Section 230 is, how it protects them, how it restricts us, how it enslaves us on their platform. So how do we reinstitute, how do we get back our constitutional Bill of Rights beyond this very narrow window of, well, they're not a government entity, so you don't have any rights?
Well, you see, when they do stuff like content moderation, take your stuff down, usually people think, well, it should be done in good faith, right?
Okay.
Because it was a faith thing that the motivation matters. And remember, I was just saying that, you know, intent is everything. And everybody says, well, they don't act in good faith. Well, why can't they be held accountable in court then? What if I told you that the portion that is supposed to apply to content moderation isn't applying at all? Like, at all. And the reason was because so Section 230 is two portions. One is that they can't be treated as someone else, and the other one is they essentially have the ability in good faith to restrict content.
Okay.
But the first portion of it, which says, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. Fairly simple. You can't be treated as someone else, right? wrong. The courts have misread it, believe it or not. Remember I said the most important word in the right to free speech, because the denotes that it pre-existed, right?
Okay.
Well, the publisher pre-existed. And what it is, it's called, in the English language, the word the is called a definite article. It defines who the publisher is. Well, the courts have all decided to define what the publisher is. Well, we know what a publisher is. The question in this is, who is it? Who can they not be treated as? Well, guess what? The publisher is somebody we already know in this story. And who would that be? Another content provider. So in this circumstance, it means they can't be treated as another. Pretty simple, right? It would fit with exactly what everybody thinks it is. Well, no, that's not what the courts did. The courts read it as you can't be treated as a publisher, which is an indefinite article. It can be any publisher. And guess what? That can include them, meaning they can act as a publisher and not be treated as themselves. That's wrong. It's just, it does, we know it's wrong because it fundamentally renders the next portion where they're allowed to take down content in good faith. Because that's publishing. It's useless. If you can't drive, what's the point of saying, well, in the next law, you can make a right hand on red? You can't drive in the first place. You see what happened? It became unlimited distributor liability. They can do anything they want. Well, that's wrong. And the thing was, I was literally yelling at the top of my lungs in courts, and everybody says, well, you're losing. You don't know what you're talking about. No, they weren't addressing it. They weren't doing it. They were legitimately just ignoring what we were saying and throwing garbage at us. And we said to, you know, it can't be this. Well, guess what? And I literally said this in an article. If you search my name, Jason Fick and Federalist, I wrote an op-ed explaining this, and it was almost like divine intervention. On November 2nd, we filed a motion for reconsideration back to the Ninth Circuit. We said, cause they had thrown us out on a procedural timeliness issue. They don't care about justice. They just want to throw it out.
Right.
We filed this motion for reconsideration. On the 3rd, a Fourth Circuit decision came down. On the 4th, I was given that decision, read it, and went, oh my. It said everything we've been saying for the past 4 years. It was finally precedent that backed up everything we were saying. So on the 5th and 6th, it was the weekend, my attorneys looked at it. On the 7th, which was the Monday, we filed as a supplemental authority. And on the 8th, they denied us and dismissed us again. What does that mean? It means that this thing, this case, this Fourth Circuit case, gave us what's called a circuit court conflict, meaning my court doesn't agree with another circuit.
Right.
So the 9th is now in conflict with the 4th, and they denied it anyhow, but we got it under the gun. It got it in.
Right.
So now we're headed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Think about all these things. Think about everything that had to align in order for this to happen. Yeah. The United States Supreme Court is handling two Section 230 cases, specifically looking at 230C1, the portion that we're talking about here.
Okay.
And we're headed to the Supreme Court at the very same time with a circuit conflict that says 230C1 means one thing and it means another thing, and we need them to sort out who's right. Supreme Court is the only court that can do that. They will most likely consolidate our case and resolve this once and for all. And you know how we know that we're right and that the other version is wrong? Because the Ninth Circuit Court relied on a case called Barnes, and Barnes relied on Zoran. Zoran was the first case that ever considered this. And do you know who actually did Zoran? The Fourth Circuit Court. And they revisited Zoran and tore it apart. In other words, the entire foundation of their building just got undermined and taken out from under them. And we're saying, guess what? You ready for the building to fall? The apocalypse for big tech is coming. And they know. We were just talking about this. Matter of fact,
right.
Tim Pool.
Right.
We were laughing because Tim Pool put it out there. He said Google called him and said, hey, you know, all the big influencers, we really need you to push that Section 230 is still unlimited protection because we won't be able to recommend your content. And I was so impressed because Tim Pool's like, who pounds sand? That's ridiculous. He's like, you don't help us. No, they smash us. They control us.
Absolutely.
And the point is, I mean, talk about you know, because he's got a big audience. They could hurt him. But the thing is that the integrity to say, you know what, you got to take the risk. You got to fight back. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Everything is changing. They know it. We know it. That's why Facebook changed its name to Meta. They're moving their assets. They're trying to hide them all. And it's really coming. We've done this. We've gotten them really cornered. And yet it just hasn't happened yet, but it is coming. We may successfully change the world.
And so what this means then is that if they pull content or they ban you or they interfere with your personal free speech right on their platform, they have to make a choice about who they're going to be.
They
right?
have to make a choice as to what way they do it.
Right.
And I want to be clear about this. They still have a right to remove your content.
Right.
Right. But they wouldn't have liability protection. Does that mean you can sue? Not necessarily. For example, if they have a kitty cat site and they remove your puppy dog content, they can do that. There's nothing unlawful about that.
Right.
But if they remove you for your religious beliefs, well, that's discrimination, correct? Mm-hmm. It is a protected class. It's unlawful, at right. which point you then could sue because you have a legal cause of action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the government won't stand in your way like they did to me.
Right.
That's the problem is that firewall that they come up and they say, you know what? You don't get a trial. You get no hearing. You get dismissed pre-trial. And mm-hmm. in fact, that's actually what happened. When I went to the Supreme Court the first time, they didn't give me a single hearing. At 3.5 years, you know what ended up happening? I filed a constitutional challenge of the entire law that nobody is reporting about, but the law is literally in my target. I have legitimately been going after the big tech problem almost single-handedly without any help. We need your help.
We are republishing your Federalist article on our site. So that will be up today. We'll get that up. We'll get that out there. Folks, socialmediafreedom.org. Socialmediafreedom.org. If you want to fight against the social media corruption and our friend Robert Epstein has talked about Google's influence and the significance of that, we have to fight. This is another one of those battles that we've got to fight because they are attempting to manipulate and take over our country, and they're doing it through social media, and they have multiple generations, not one generation, but probably as many as three generations right now that are bound up in this, and we've got to take this back. Jason, thank you for the battle that you're fighting. Socialmediafreedom.org. We're going to take a break. Hour number two coming up straight ahead. Jason, hang tight a minute. Folks, I'll be back right after this brief break.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
they have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.